Now, that was Mr. Stephen Magritz. And to recap, what he was telling you was, essentially, the documents that he said kept on disappearing here were documents that were important to his case. And when he brought this to the attention of the counsels or to the supervisors there, they've ignored it. And he's sent claims to try to get this to be known. He's saying his property was stolen from him. This is what the man has been saying. Let's now find out that, first of all, I asked Mr. McKeeley if he had gone ahead and reported these activities to various groups and things of that nature. And he was saying, well, no, it really wasn't his job to report those things. But let's see what Mr. Bill Shannon says about this. He is the editor of the Osaki Press.
They definitely dropped the dime on him. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
I mean, I think Dennis Keneally probably told you as much, that he talked to state officials about that.
Do you have any more details about that at all, as far as the state officials he spoke to?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You'd have to talk to him about that.
I got to talk to him about that. Now, does Mr. Keneally and Mr. Bill Shannon talk quite often? This is where Mr. Magritz was concerned that essentially his side of the story was not being told. Well, when I talked to Mr. Bill Shannon, I asked Mr. Bill Shannon if these documents were missing from the court clerk's office, would that be a story that he'd be interested in reporting on? Let's listen to Mr. Shannon, and I want you to pay close attention to a pretty obvious gap in his waiting to respond to me about something.
Mr. Keneally said the documents at the court clerk's office, at the clerk of the court, mm-hmm. would not go over to his office, but then he stated that, well, if the files did come here, they'd only sit here for a day or so. It was so that I could go through the files to then tell the court clerk what should be filed or put in this file or miscellaneous or wherever. Would you think, as a reporter out there, do you think that that would be an interesting story for you to cover regarding an allegation by Magritz that the county corporate counsel was taking documents out of the court clerk's office?
It's hard for me. I mean, it sure would be an interesting story for me to look into. I would have to look into it to see what if that indeed was the case. I know that I can tell you this. I know that court files usually do not leave the clerk of court's office. They don't leave with lawyers, they don't leave with reporters, and they don't leave with the general public. The official court file stays in the clerk of court's office, and I would think that if they were leaving on a selective basis, that would indeed be something that would be story-worthy.
And you said usually. I mean, you don't have any knowledge of this thing happens before these court clerk files go out to people, do you?
No.
I just wanted to make sure that wasn't usual stuff, but did you notice that Mr. Shannon had a difficult time in thinking that would it be an interesting story to tell Mr. Magritz's side of it when Mr. Magritz has been trying to say that there's documents disappearing that essentially would have stopped his land from being foreclosed upon? Mr. Shannon says, well, I'll let you interpret it yourself. Let's find out. I'm now introducing you to a man by the name of Mr. Robert Brown, who is a founder of the Christian Civil Liberties Union, and he's gotten involved in the case back there somewhat to try to find out what has happened here. And let me tell you of a conversation that he told me that he had had with Mr. Shannon, who we just heard, said he would be interested in the story about these missing documents.
You had stated certain documents were not filed inside of the court clerk's file that should have been there that Mr. Magritz had sent to the court, correct?
Yes.
When you talked to Bill Shannon at the Osaki Press, did you inform him of your knowledge of that?
Yes, I did.
What did Mr. Bill Shannon say in response to that?
Well, he said that his time was limited and he would see me at the meeting. He did a story and it did not include those facts. And when I went to the meeting, he did not talk to me further.
Well, apparently Mr. Shannon didn't think it was really that important to investigate that type of information. Now, did he? Now, this was from Robert Brown. Now, let's talk about a little bit about Mr. Bill Shannon, who again is the Osaki Press. And please understand that when local media does not report both sides of a story, you have a situation where things can be smut and smeared up regarding individuals. Let me play a little bit of this clip starting into the commercial break about Mr. Shannon interviewing Mr. Magritz.
Mr. Keneally says that he talked to you once or a couple of times a month, giving you updates or you trying to find out information about what was taking place in the case.
Right.
Did you ever interview Magritz or his wife?
I'm thinking, and probably not. No, I did not. The Magritzes reacted pretty hostily to this whole situation with the county.